There is a general agreement among economists that something needs to be done to get the economy moving again. At least one economist believes inflation could be the key. Many central bankers may hate the idea, but as NPR's John Itzde reports, a former chief economist for the International Monetary Fund argues that a moderate increase in inflation is exactly what the U.S. economy needs right now.
Former IMF chief economist Ken Rogoff, now a professor at Harvard, says the Fed's efforts to boost growth haven't worked, and the central bank needs to be more forceful.
They need to be willing, in fact, actively pursue letting inflation rise a bit more. That would encourage consumption, it would encourage investment, it would bring housing prices into line.
More inflation would push up the price of houses, meaning more people would actually have equity in their homes again. And the rising prices would bring both buyers who've been waiting for prices to fall more and sellers who don't want to sell at a loss back into the market. In addition, Rogoff says higher inflation would help debtors by allowing them to pay back their debts with cheaper dollars.
Now, you can say this is awful. That's like the 70s. It was terrible, and many people have said that. But you know what? We need still to be worried about the 1930s.
And make sure we don't end up in that kind of long-term crushing slump. Rogoff says the Fed should announce that it will essentially print money until inflation rises to around 5% a year. A few years ago, Rogoff says, this was the prescription one very prominent economist suggested that Japan use to get out of its deep economic funk.
When Ben Bernanke, as a Fed governor, went to Japan 7 years ago, that's what he told them to do. I think it's the right recipe for the United States.
During a speech in Tokyo in 2003, Bernanke said, I think the Bank of Japan should consider a policy of reinflation. He went on to say, one benefit would be that it would ease some of the pressure on debtors and the financial system generally. Stanford economist John Taylor, a former Treasury official under President George W. Bush, thinks reinflation is not a good idea for the U.S. He says Bernanke offered that prescription for Japan because it was facing dangerous deflation in its economy, while prices here in the U.S. are still rising at a rate of about 2% a year, excluding volatile food and energy prices.
The idea that you could temporarily have some high inflation and deal with these problems is really wishful thinking.
Taylor says encouraging inflation is a slippery slope. A central bank may just want to raise inflation moderately, he says, but inevitably it gets translated into higher inflation for longer periods. That's partly because pushing inflation down can cause economic pain, so people resist it.
That happened in the 70s. Every time the Fed tried to reduce inflation, there was huge clamoring for the harm that would cause the economy, and it took many times. Finally, Paul Volcker, with extraordinary courage and skills, was able to bring that inflation down.
Former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker expressed his opposition to boosting inflation in a recent op-ed piece. Among his concerns, the effects on foreign countries who own trillions of dollars in U.S. debt. They would see the value of that debt eroded by higher U.S. inflation. John Taylor agrees that's a problem.
The idea of inflating ourselves out of our debt, the government debt in particular, raises huge credibility problems.
Ken Rogoff argues that fears the Fed could not get inflation back to desired levels after allowing it to rise a few percentage points are overblown. But it's not a painless solution, he says.
I don't want to sound like this is a panacea, but it's certainly not something to be afraid of. It's not the major problem.
The major problem is an outcome that looks more like the 1930s or Japan's lost decade. There are no easy solutions, Rogoff says. We're faced with picking our poison. A temporary round of higher inflation, he argues, is the least worst option. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Yet another wrinkle in the global economic picture. Moody's Investors Service has downgraded the credit ratings of a dozen British banks today. Among those downgraded is one government-controlled bank, the Royal Bank of Scotland. It had its credit rating lowered by two notches.
Lloyds TSB Bank, which is partly controlled by the British government, saw its rating drop a notch. The rating agency also announced the downgrade of nine Portuguese banks.